Hello and welcome, Breakthrough Success listeners. I'm your host, Mark Guberti, and this is the podcast where you'll learn how to achieve the breakthroughs you've been looking for in your business and life. If you want to grow your content brand, you'll definitely want to add my latest book, Content Marketing Secrets, to your reading list. This book will teach you how to create, promote, and optimize your content for growth and revenue. You can get your copy at Mark Guberti, that is Mark with a C. So markguberti.com/book. And now let's dive right into the show. For episode 87 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast, we are going to talk about creating content for the buyer's journey with our guest, Kyle Gray. Kyle is an entrepreneur and best-selling author who helps startups and small businesses grow with storytelling and content marketing. He has helped hundreds of startups and small businesses create scalable content marketing strategies. His book, The Story Engine, outlines his process for making content marketing and brand storytelling easy and effective. Kyle has worked with many well-known brands and businesses like Adespresso, Advance Your Reach, WP Curve, and Self Publishing School. And I'm sure Breakthrough Success listeners, you want to hear a lot of insights from Kyle. So without any further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome Kyle to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark. It's a big honor to be here. I'm excited to chat with you.
Kyle, it's a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. And before we get started and talk about the buyer's journey, I'd love to get some backstory. So why did you get into content marketing? What attracted you towards it?
That's a really good question. And I would almost say content marketing chose me in some ways rather than I chose it. But right before we were on the show, I was just talking to you about you were telling me about your podcast a little bit and how you were talking about, you know, meeting new people and learning from a lot of people. And it kind of started out like that. I was teaching an entrepreneurship course at the University of Utah a few years ago, and I had about 20 students. And at the time I was like, well, you know, I've got some okay things to teach, but I want to learn from other people. And so I started up a little interview. It was a Google Plus hangout where I would reach out to different entrepreneurs who I thought would have the answers to the questions that my students were asking. And so I would interview them and then share the podcast with my students. And I came across one guy named Dan Norris, an entrepreneur from Australia who was a brilliant content marketer. And I interviewed him and we got along really well. And I kept in touch with him after the interview. And eventually, a few months later, he mentioned he was looking for somebody to help him tell his new business's story, WP Curve, he needed somebody to help take over the content marketing and speak in his voice, not necessarily like ghostwriting, but just speak in the same brand and the same feeling and create the same kind of content that had helped his brand grow so much. So I joined him and was kind of thrown into the deep end of content marketing. Dan was a really, really brilliant guy. And or he still is. I mean, he's still like he was somebody I remember really early on him mentioning that, you know, there was a day where he created 13 blog posts in a day. And me, I'm a pretty good writer. I'm much better now than I was then, but still I'm not at the point where I can just crank out 13 blog posts in a day. And so I had to figure out how to build a team around this and increase not only my own capacities, but the capacity of a team of writers. And that was kind of my journey through learning how to create good content, but not only just create good content myself, but bring on other people to help me tell the story and create good content and serve our audience.
Kyle, thanks for sharing with us what got you into content marketing. And when I hear this story, your entrance is the theme of over-delivering. I mean, your students had questions and you went above and beyond to get them their questions by interviewing people who you knew would have the answers. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing a podcast, because you're able to have all these different interviews and meet a lot of awesome people. So that is a testament to how over-delivering will really make a big difference. You may not be able to see it right away, but that difference really shines later on.
Yeah, I think that's really great. I see that a lot in kind of the quality I do. And I think that's really important to, over delivery is, it happens when, when you're really aligned with the work you're doing, when you're excited to do something and you're excited to do a good job and you're proud of what you're making, you tend to over deliver. And I think that that's really powerful. When you are starting to choose a business or decide what to do. Because if you're doing something, you might as well do a great job. So, and you tend to do great jobs at things that you love to do.
And to shift the stage towards the buyer's journey, before we can create content for the buyer's journey and over deliver to our audiences as they go through different stages of that journey, we need to first understand what the buyer journey comprises of. So what are all the stages associated with the buyer's journey?
Yeah. So the buyer's journey is a framework that marketers use to kind of get in the heads of the people they want to reach out to. And when somebody is, the buyer's journey is pretty much sums up how somebody gets to know you as a business, as a brand, and how they can make a decision to ultimately buy from you, hence the name. And so there's three main stages that I really like to discuss and focus on in content. The first one is know, and that's just the first stage you need to get to is people aren't aware you exist and they need to know you exist. It's as simple as that. So, and they also need to know that there is a problem and they have the problem. So if you can achieve all of those things in that first stage of the buyer's journey, you can move on to the second one, which is like. And now people in the like stage, they know you exist, but now they're like, well, you look like the other 1,000 or so other people that are providing the same service. Why do I like you? Why are you different than everybody else? And why does that matter to me? And so you've got to figure out how you answer those questions for your audience. And finally, trust. Okay, well, now I know who you are and you seem different and I like you, but can you really deliver what I want? Can you really deliver what you're promising? And so you need to tell a story that shows like, yes, you can trust me, you can have confidence in what I'm doing, and you know that if you work with me, you're going to get the result that you're looking for. And so those are the three different stages of the buyer's journey.
Kyle, thank you for sharing with us those stages of the buyer's journey. And once we know those stages, as you just told us, now it's easier for us to create content based on those stages. But I'm wondering, how do we think of ideas for the content and then create it based on those three stages of the buyer's journey?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think most people don't really anticipate or work with that. And what I usually see is people will create just kind of content based on whatever I'm feeling inspired by, whatever I feel like creating right now. Or they try and create content that achieves all of the goals at the same time. They're thinking of like there's a couple of different goals for each that you would want to achieve with content. One of them is you just want to create awareness for your brand. You want people to know you exist. And there's certain kinds of content that does really well for that. But you also want content that converts people from just visitors into subscribers and also subscribers into buyers. And you can't just create one piece of content that's going to do all of those jobs. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure that the kinds of content you're creating are addressing each of these different areas. And so for the no area, the kind of content you want to create is just really easy to consume, really fun to share. These are the viral videos you see on social media. These are the list articles. These are guest interviews, borrowing people's expertise and their brand to help build up yours. And so that's really powerful. And you want to look for, in the content in the no phase, you want to look for good social shares and things like that. In the like phase, that's when you want to start measuring for things like, are people linking to your website, or authoritative people linking to your website? Are people commenting on your blog posts and saying, this was such a good blog post for me. Are they converting? Are people downloading lead magnets and content upgrades and other things based on reading your blog post? And this kind of content usually isn't the same kind of content that's going to get a lot of social shares. And at the same time, the social share content may not get a lot of backlinks. And so if you can understand that and separate these two, then it'll help you decide and strategize the different pieces of content. And finally, trust. Trust content is really, that's when you're getting sales, that's when you're getting inquiries. That's when those are the things that the people are really on the fence, and you need to build up that last bit of trust with them. And so there's a couple of different approaches and specific kinds of content that we can create for that. But that's what we want to start looking for. And so we've got to understand the different goals at the different stages and be able to create content that's appropriate for all of those goals.
Kyle, thanks for sharing with us how we can create content based on each stage within the buyer's journey. And I know another thing that we should be doing with our content is incorporating stories within our content, because people resonate very well with stories. I mean, from the beginning of our lives all the way to the end, we're going to hear a lot of different stories. And sometimes stories, they clear up a concept, they have a learning lesson. So like storytelling is very powerful because it's so ingrained within our culture. So how can we inject storytelling into our content to create a better experience for our audience?
Yeah, and that's a great, there's lots of great ways that you can do that. Some of the first ways is to start just, you've got to do some work on your own story and understand, you know, who you are and where you're coming from. And that just requires some reflection. What story does is to serve as a trust builder and to serve as creating that human connection. And really what a good story will do when used in content, when used in a talk, no matter where you use it, is people will start to see, okay, well, this is who this person is. This is where they come from. And I can see that, you know, there's more to them than just wanting to get money or get a result. They really care about this. This is their craft. This is their art, or this is their passion in life. And they feel like they're giving back to the world through this. So if you can start to understand maybe your reasons why you're doing what you're doing and who you are and kind of your vision for how you want to change the world, and you can start sharing that in your content or being vulnerable in who you are and sharing that in the things you're creating, you're going to accelerate that human connection, which is really what we want to do when we are creating content. We want to make sure that when somebody shows up on our website, they say, oh, well, there's a real person back here, and I care about this person, and I want to know them, and I trust them, I want to work with them.
Kyle, thanks for sharing with us how we can inject storytelling in our content to create that better experience for our audiences. And when you think about the buyer's journey and getting sales, and more on the getting sales side, some people think about a landing page, getting someone to subscribe, getting someone to go through an email sequence and tweaking some of those emails or the sales page in order to boost conversions. And in that similar idea of making some changes, testing variables on pages and email sequences, do you tweak certain stages of the buyer's journey and your overall messaging within that stage and see if some of those changes will result in an overall increase in conversions?
Absolutely. I think understanding sales along with storytelling, they're two sides of the same coin that you need to understand. As you're doing your work on your story, you also need to understand the sales process with your customers. You need to know, okay, what is the result that they really, really want? Like, why are they showing up on my website? What are they hoping to find? What are they hoping to learn? What are they hoping to come away with? And as you understand that, and there's different, that's different for each stage of the buyer's journey. And so, but as you understand that, then you can start combining that with your storytelling. So you probably have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of stories you can tell, but you want to pick the different stories, the different little scenes from your past, from your life, from your passions that relate directly to what the buyer is wanting. And that's when storytelling becomes really powerful. And that's why the buyer's journey framework can make that a little bit easier, a little bit simpler to really identify. And so by combining these two in that way, you start to get those powerful results. And hopefully, you know, when they're aligned, that's when people really start converting and engaging with your content.
So it's obvious that you can optimize in something like the buyer's journey, have a really high conversion rate. But if you're not getting qualified customers to go through these stages, then the sales aren't going to come. Like, you could have a 100% conversion rate, but if you're not getting any visitors, then even with that high conversion rate, sales are not going to happen. So how do you attract potential customers into the buyer's journey?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. And it's something, you know, I think it's not such a simple answer. It's been something I've been learning for a long time is how can I create content that will attract the right person. And so some of this is just doing a lot of work, not only on your own story, but thinking about the kind of customer that you want to attract, or the kind of customer that would be best served with how you are with the kind of product or service that you want to bring to the market. For example, for a long time, I've been working with just lots of different entrepreneurs, lots of different brands, lots of different businesses. And I hadn't specified exactly who my target audience was. I had a good idea of, like, okay, they are an entrepreneur, their team size is about this much, you know, maybe they make around X amount of dollars, and they kind of have these interests. But things really started to change personally for me when I was like, okay, I want to start working with health and wellness entrepreneurs. And what does that look like? Okay, well, they've got businesses like this. They use this certain kind of language. You know, they talk about their health practices. They talk about their patients. They don't say clients. And so it helped me hone in my language. It helped me hone in my targeting. And it helped me hone in the things that I was promising them. And so all of a sudden, my work got a lot more focused. It got a lot better. It got a lot better kind of copywriting and messaging. And even like simple word of mouth started accelerating a lot more. And that was just the result of really keying in to the right target audience. Now, how I chose health and wellness entrepreneurs, it's going to be, my journey is going to be different than your journey, the listener out there. But how I discovered it was just by, I have a couple of just health issues that I work with on my own. And I found that functional medicine doctors were the ones that really did a lot of good for me and made a big difference for me. And so I started studying this kind of stuff a lot for my own health and my own well-being. And then I found that as I started speaking with functional medicine doctors who needed marketing help, I was able to speak their language. I was able to understand what they were saying as a smart doctor and then put it into simple words using kind of my writing skills and my content marketing. I think content really just helps you. If you're good at content marketing, you're going to be good at putting complex ideas into simple, easy to use packages. And so they were like, wow, you can make a big difference for me. You can really help me with this problem. And so there was kind of a journey of really figuring out who the best customer is that I could serve.
Kyle, thank you for sharing those insights on attracting potential customers into the buyer's journey. And one of the things that prevents us from getting customers and putting in the work necessary to fully optimize on all three of these stages is not reaching our full potential. So what do you believe holds most people back from reaching their full potential?
That's a really, really good question. And again, something that I've been working very, very hard on in 2017. I believe mindset holds you back from your full potential. And I'll be really honest on this. Like, there was a couple of things that I've noticed in this past year in my mindset that were slowing me down. For example, I had a certain kind of attitude about money. I thought that, you know, money would be really hard to make, and or it was hard to find people that would be happy to pay me what I thought I was worth. and, you know, be easy to work with. And I didn't realize that I had these ideas, but they were just subtle things that were kind of in my mind. And so I started noticing these by just doing a little bit of work and saying, okay, well, what are some of the problems in my life? Why is my life not a perfect 10 right now? Okay, well, these areas aren't quite working. So why aren't these areas a 10? Oh, it's because, again, money's hard to make. I don't have enough money. Why don't I have enough money? and so I started doing that, and that uncovers some of these limiting beliefs, these mindset issues that we have. And I learned from a really incredible person named David Baer. I highly recommend checking out his website and his content. He's a super brilliant guy. And so he had a couple of suggestions for this. And once you identify those limiting beliefs, instead of just, a lot of us create, we like to do affirmations, but up until this moment, I'd always done affirmations where I was like, I just kind of randomly picked basically a list of compliments that I wanted to tell myself, you know, and I would repeat them in the mornings, but they weren't effective because I don't feel like they were connected to anything. So now what I've done is, now that you identify the limiting beliefs, you kind of create not necessarily the opposite, but an empowering version of that belief. So for me, like I was saying before, when I was saying money is hard to make, now I say money flows easily to me. And on top of that, you know, some of us might be saying, okay, well, you know, that's pretty, it's pretty obvious now, or like, now you're just changing things. But I have, you know, I've seen all this evidence of why money's hard to make for me. So what I've done is, instead of looking for evidence, which your brain just automatically does, as soon as you have this belief, your brain's going to start looking for things to confirm that belief for you. And so if you really want to start changing your beliefs, you put up an empowering belief in, and then you start actively writing down evidence that you can find for that empowering belief. Like, for example, oh, money flows easily to me. I found a $20 bill on the ground. And, you know, even if it was a penny, it would be evidence that money is flowing to me. Or, you know, a friend loaned me a few bucks, or I have somebody that can support me if I need something, X, Y, or Z. But if you start finding the evidence for these things, and you'll notice your mindset start to change, and some of the things that were limiting you before will start to move away, and you'll start to make those big leaps forward that you're really craving in your business. And this is not just for business, but this can impact your health. It can impact your relationships. It can impact your family, whatever the case may be in your own life.
Kyle, thank you for sharing with us what you believe holds most people back from reaching their full potential. And I really believe that reframing obstacles and seeing them as not obstacles at all, like going from money is hard to money easily flows to me, will really make a big difference in your ability to unlock your potential. And as we go on that journey towards unlocking our potential, certain challenges are just inevitable. Challenges are definitely a part of life. Like, there's no guest I've had who said, I've never had a challenge in my life. So what's one big challenge you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge?
Yeah. So I'll share, since I was talking about why I found health and wellness experts to be the people that I wanted to work with. So I discovered a little about half a year ago that I have something called Hashimoto's disease. Now, this is a thyroid disease where basically my immune system attacks my thyroid. And there's a lot of depth to it, but basically, and it impacts a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But for me, what that meant was I would feel a lot of anxiety all the time, unnecessarily. I would feel joint pain more than I thought I should for somebody my age and somebody who is more or less healthy other than that. And so, but I didn't know I had this disease for a long time. I just thought there, you know, I thought that maybe I had a poor mindset or things weren't quite working for me. And so, it was a really big challenge for a long time. I had a lot of different kind of problems that I had to overcome and work through. And it took a lot of different things. It took some diet changes. It took some work doing that. But I finally found some good doctors who were able to help me and work with me. And overcoming that challenge was actually helped make a lot of room for my mindset to improve. For example, like I would wake up in the mornings and feel really stressed out even before I was like fully conscious. And to me in the story, this is where storytelling impacts every level of your life. And if you have a good story, then, you know, it's not just going to help you get more customers. It's going to help you show up in the mornings or, you know, throughout the day. And so I would wake up in the mornings and I'd feel stress. And this was because I had a lot of cortisol in my system as a result of what was happening to me. But my brain was not like, oh, I'm stressed because I have cortisol in my system. My brain wanted to fill in the gap. Whoa, Kyle's feeling stressed. Why is this? Because money's hard to make, or, you know, you're not good enough to be an entrepreneur, or, you know, whatever the case may be, it would fill in the gaps with this poor mindset. And by improving my health, by taking steps to figure out, okay, how do I manage this thing that I have? How do I make sure that this doesn't, take over my life? I started making these little changes, and all of a sudden I'd wake up in the morning and I wouldn't feel that cortisol, and there wasn't any room for that negative mindset to come and sneak its story in. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
So that's pretty much, that's the one of the biggest challenges I've overcome. And this has been, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 year journey. And I think it has been holding me back from my potential for a long time. And I'm really excited to just, you know, share with you now that as I've gotten clearer on it, and as I've started to understand it and learned how to work with it, I've been able to really improve my life in a lot of ways. And it's led to much bigger results in my business. And again, outside of just making money or business, it's helped me have better relationships with my friends. It's helped me have, you know, understand myself and you know, have better romantic relationships or get closer with my family too.
Kyle, thanks for sharing with us that big challenge and the powerful lesson you learned during that challenge. And one of the questions that I love asking guests on the show, this question, part of it is because I know it's really valuable for listeners. Also, I am a really big bookworm. So what are 3 books that would help us grow our businesses?
Okay, so I love Ryan Holiday. I think I kind of want to be Ryan Holiday. But his book, The Obstacle is the Way, is very, very important and powerful for entrepreneurs. Very good for mindset. It's all about the basic premise of the book is that the thing that you think is slowing you down, is holding you back, is actually the key, the ticket to getting to the next level. And it changes the way you see your challenges in your life. It changes you from a victim who's suffering to a victor who's really learning. So I would say that's been, had a really powerful impact on me. Let's see what the other two were. I think lots of books on copywriting are really powerful. I've just been reading, I think it's called Scientific Marketing or Scientific Copywriting. It's actually a very, very old, it was written in the 20s. But it gets into some of the principles of copywriting that that most people don't touch on. And, or I mean, they touch on, but I just think it's like, you've got to understand the fundamentals. This is like just the basic text. It's like the Bible of copywriting. And finally, there's a book called Progression by Sebastian Marshall that, I've just found to be a stunning book. It's all about just kind of productivity and managing your life and just gives you some frameworks to, manage yourself in a way that you can get more done. And I love how he's very honest in this book, and he's very I was a different tone than a lot of productivity books and things like that. And I just found that I could, like, it was a book that I could read for a little while and I had to put it down because it was like, so I just had to chew on the information that I was given. So I think that book is absolutely incredible and highly recommend that one.
Kyle, thank you for sharing with us three great book recommendations. Breakthrough Success listeners, those books will be at the show notes at markgaberti.com/E87. And before we get to the part where Kyle shares with everyone where you guys can find him on the web, I'm going to flip the tables quickly. So Kyle, what is one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often?
That's a great one. I would say, I think the question is, why do you care? And I want you to answer this one because it's a reason, it's something that most of us don't ever ask ourselves. And I think it's such an important thing that people need to know from you. So, you know, you've chosen a certain business and, you know, it could be like, I don't care if you've chosen to be like, I make, you know, pipes for boats, like steam boats or something like that, some really boring kind of business. I think that's fine. But you still need to have a reason why you care about this. You need to be able to connect with something deep inside of you and who you are to connect with the work you are doing right now. And you should always be thinking about this and you should always have a good answer for somebody, because this is really what will change your business from just something you are doing to a story you're creating, an adventure you're creating. And maybe the answer sometimes will be is I don't care. And if that's the case, then, you know, maybe you want a course change, or maybe you want to do something a little bit different. But by always asking this and always having a clear answer of why do I care? And why does my audience care as well? This is really some good things that you can ask. Or kind of tying it back to the very beginning conversation, another one is, how can I add value to this person today? And if you always are coming from a place of, how do I add value to somebody, even if they're not a client, even if they're just somebody that you randomly find on the street, I think that's the true entrepreneurial fundamental question that you should be asking all the time. And if you start asking that and seeing those opportunities, you're going to start growing your opportunities and your reputation and your network very quickly and start seeing very powerful results in your life.
Kyle, thank you for sharing us those very valuable thoughts and for sharing all of your insights throughout this episode. And before we go, for all Breakthrough Success listeners wondering, where can we find you on the web?
Yeah, so you can find me at thestoryengine.co. And you can also check out my book, The Story Engine, which is available on Amazon. And I didn't list it as one of the three books because I thought that was a little too self-promotional of me to call that a top three book. But this is an entrepreneur's guide to content strategy and brand storytelling without spending all day writing. And this will just give you kind of a full view on what does a successful content marketing campaign look like? What do all the different details look like? It's not just how to write a good blog post. It's how to create a big picture, excellent content marketing campaign. And alongside with that, I'm somebody who loves good templates, who loves good instructions and things to follow through. So I've created templates for almost every chapter so that it helps you apply the concepts and the ideas that I share right away to your business, right away to your work, right away to what you're doing. And so they're free to use, free to share, and they're very, very powerful. So I hope you check that out, and I hope it helps you tell a better story.
Kyle, thank you for sharing all the great insights throughout this episode. And for Breakthrough Success listeners, if you want to get the links and the show notes, you can head over to markgaberti.com/E87 for those. Kyle, it was such a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark. It was a great time.
Breakthrough Success listeners, I need your help to keep this show running. I choose not to use sponsored ads in my episodes to provide you with a better experience. However, this decision gives me little money to pay for storage in my team, which comes over to over $1,000 per month. So please consider supporting the Breakthrough Success Podcast on Patreon by heading over to patreon.com/MarkGuberti. For as little as $1 per month, you can help Breakthrough Success stay running while taking advantage of exclusive content and other perks that come with being a patron. To help support Breakthrough Success, head over to patreon.com/MarkGuberti or search for Breakthrough Success on Patreon. That way, I can maintain the Breakthrough Success Podcast so it stays running and provide you with valuable episodes.